terrible details again today involving abuse in the Catholic Church. And this has come out in the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. The Commission's holding a public hearing into a former priest by the name of John Joseph Farrell, known as Father F. Farrell was jailed for a minimum of 18 years in May after being found guilty of 79 abuses against 12 victims. Today, the Commission has heard from one of Farrell's young victims, from Moree in northern New South Wales. He's a former altar boy by the name of Michael McGroder. Him and his mother have told the Commission they were made to feel ostracised by the Catholic community after exposing Farrell's crimes in the 1980s. Mr. McGroder's mother says church authorities advised them not to go to police and told them Farrell was going to be sent away for help. Farrell was confronted at the time about his allegations of abuse and admitted to church officials that he'd done something stupid. Farrell was then moved to Tamworth before being sent to Marylands and then later Kenthurst. This is the way they sort out problems, or it's the way they sorted out problems in those days. Just move it somewhere else. So moved from Moree to Tamworth, and then moved from Tamworth to Marylands, and then moved from Marylands to Kenthurst, just kicking the problem around to someone else. It's hard to fathom the decisions made at the time by members of the church. He admitted that he had done wrong, and they just shifted him somewhere else. And I don't know how people can have it on their conscience that they essentially played a part in this man's pedophilia. I mean, you may as well stand on the edge of a creek in the top end and throw the children in with the crocodiles, because that's what it is, knowingly putting children in harm's way. And that story's been repeated time and time again, not just in the Catholic Church, but in other churches as well. Oh, we've got a pedophile in our midst. I know what we'll do. We'll move him somewhere else, instead of calling police and getting him out of the system altogether. Anyway, that Royal Commission continues, hearing shocking cases of cover-ups.